What's up, everybody? Welcome to another week, another episode of Ballin' Out Superior balls.
Superior tech.
Superior balls. Ballin' Out Lake Superior. Take your balls out in Lake Superior.
Super.
I'm your host, Lawson Leon, a.k.a. Lawson Phoenix, a.k.a. the man who conquered fire, a.k.a. Lala, a.k.a. the hitman, a.k.a. the Sultan of the Slope, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Lion. And with me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Benel Herdemosen.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book.
Most of the time, I just do the Ryan Danielson, Paul London, PWG 100 promo, where Paul London's, like, talking about dolphins, and Ryan Danielson's trying not to laugh.
What does he say about dolphins?
Like, Paul London's just going in here. And he's like, I was out in the at the beach watching seagulls fly, looking out in waves, seeing dolphins in a pod. And I was like, I need a pod. A two-man pod. This is Brian Danielson. He's part of my pod. Brian Danielson's like...
Try not to laugh.
Brian Danielson's like insane. Like, he's not blinking so hard. He's not blinking, so he can't... So he's like, he's trying to hold it in.
Yeah.
He's like, and his motherfucker's like, everybody's like, you know, easy gives the day of the show is like Sunday. And Brian Danielson's like, my birthday, his birthday, bring cake, German chocolate. And it's like, yeah, Paul London's the best. In case you're wondering, Paul London fucking rules.
Yeah, Paul London's great.
So anytime you say we start the Balling Out Supers and you give me the intro, I just do the Brian Danielson. Hello. Hello. I'm going to send you that. Fucking wrestling is great, and I'm happy to be part of it.
It is. It is great. Wrestling is great. Anime is great. But you know what's also great?
CPR-less
PG. I fucking right. Our friends at
BR book resources.
Indeed. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm trying to remember if I've done this one already, but I don't think I have. So this is gonna be a fun one for you, Benny G. What is anime, right? What is anime, if not a collection of stories?
I was about to say, what is anime? A miserable pile of secrets. But enough talk. Have at you.
What is anime, if not a collection of stories that we can pass on from generation to generation, and tell our young ones how they can improve their skills and become their best selves. But in anime, we call these stories arcs. But have you heard this term, arc?
Have you heard about this? Have you seen this?
Have you seen this? You heard about this?
Yeah.
Have you guys seen this? You heard about this?
I am... Side tangent, as always, starting early with my tangent. I'm obsessed with, like, how quickly people can go from everyone is talking about you to no one has mentioned your name or thought about you in decades.
Are you talking about Jay Leno?
Yeah. But not just Jay Leno. I'm talking about, like, I'm just, in general, fame as a fucking construct is amazing. Michael Jackson was the biggest fucking name in all of music, in all of media.
Yes.
The motherfucker died 10 years ago. No one has
15.
Mentioned him. 15 years ago, no one has mentioned him since.
Well, that might be for some other reasons,
no one
but no.
Thinks of, I mean, yes, but no one thinks of it. Whether or not it's for other reasons, because there's a bunch of fucking motherfuckers that are fucked up.
True.
Don't talk about them.
True.
But, like, you can go from the literally the name on everyone's lips to not mattering, and all you gotta do is die. That's a lot less swear. Like, I gotta give it a try.
I mean, Michael Jackson was about as famous as they come, and I think, here's the thing, it's not that he still is that N-word to a lot of people, but I think we're, the thing about it has been we're the last generation that really cares about Michael Jackson. Like Zoomers are gonna find his shit again and be like, hey, some of this was fire. But they don't, like, care about Michael Jackson, I don't think. He's a figure out of time to them.
and you know? What's great about that is that's just what fucking happens. That's how human beings work.
Yeah.
So for Jay Leno, it's like he was on television for fucking 20 years.
Five nights a week.
No one thinks about five nights a week in your home. No one thinks about or mentions him. No one can remember a Jay Leno joke. Yet David Letterman, same amount of time, still gets brought fucking up.
Yeah, for now.
Like,
for now.
For the time being, he still shows up. People still remember him. No one knows what Jay Leno's doing right now. No one cares.
I mean, I kind of respect that about Jay Leno, that when he was gone, you know?
Yeah, I do actually respect that about him. It does say that, you know, quality work lasts forever.
Well, yeah. I mean, I agree. It's funny you say this because me and a couple of the homies, we were watching an old Michael Jackson music video. It's one of these, like, random... It's like this... He had this one music video. It was completely random. It had... Fucking... What's his name in it? That really famous... The most famous actor. It had Marlon Brando in it. And it had, like, a bunch of other famous people. But, you know, it's like... It wasn't one of his, like, better songs. Also, this video went on for, like, 12 minutes. It's crazy. But what really struck me watching this is Michael Jackson was not a straight man.
Yeah, well, for that. Yeah.
Like, I remember as a teenager, because he died when we were like 19, when I was 19, right? So I remember, like, as a teenager, like, people, you know, listening to adults talk about this shit or whatever, and, you know, all of the hullabaloo about all the stuff he might have done. I was basically still a kid, I can look back on this video now in 2024. That man is he's not attracted to women. Like, in this music video, there's, like, a beautiful black woman who he's, like, you know, hitting on or whatever, and it's like, you don't believe.
I love it.
It's completely unbelievable.
I love his song. Yeah, a lot of his songs are like, oh, baby, I can't wait to do something with you.
Yes.
I'm gonna do something with you. I'm gonna get your love somehow, and then do.
There's no sexual passion from Michael Jackson to women. It doesn't exist.
There's no sexuality. There's no sexuality whatsoever. No.
Now the man can fucking dance his ass off. The man's physicality is still his physical charisma is second to none. But he's not.
He gyrates and shit, and it's like,
yeah.
But he's not. He's not doing that. For sexual reasons.
He's not into women. He's just not. Like, I'm not, like, I'm watching this, it's like, and it's like
the new context the context of now is like, oh yeah, this dude is
it's like obvious. It's actually kind of embarrassing that people even thought he was, to be honest with you. Like, to watch it from 2024 eyes, I'm embarrassed for people who thought he was into women. Like, the people that would be like...
It's a Liberace effect, where you're like, clearly you are not. Like, anybody with eyes can see that you're gay.
Yeah. Or at the very least, not into women. Like, I'm at least say that.
Yeah, I...
Well, for Liberace, like, yeah. But for Michael Jackson, yes.
Part of me, I think we all know what he was into. What do we all know what he was into?
I mean, that's the thing, right? It's like by me saying this, it's like I'm dropping the fucking noose on him or whatever.
It's so funny, motherfucker. It's like, no, clearly, like, here's the thing: the dude that sued the person he went to court for was the one person he didn't touch. Everyone else he touched. That's the whole gimmick. He was technically innocent of not touching that kid. Because it was the one kid he didn't touch.
Yeah, also...
That's legitimately hilarious.
You know, they've done... You know, we have, like, studies and research on this now. Michael Jackson's definitely one of these people who still thought he was a child when he was, like, 40. Like, and it's like... Yeah. You don't have to be a psychiatrist to see this. The Neverland Ranch and his house that was, like, at a fucking theme park or whatever. Like...
You know what's fun? You know what's funny? He was a child, except when they came to his money. Then he was an adult man.
Well, he had, but then he spent his money on things that children would do. But now,
yeah,
but if me or you had Michael Jackson money, we would not. Rights. Oh yeah, that's true.
But when it came to like publishing rights and making sure that he got his fucking cut,
yeah,
that motherfucker was Mike. Michael,
he was savvy. He was savvy, like, in that department for sure.
Like, apparently, a lot of, like, his voice was, you know, put on for a lot of it.
Yeah.
In the same way, like, if you hear Mike Tyson speak now, like, it's a different voice than what you think it is.
Right.
Like, there's a different tenor because, you know, he speaks differently.
To be clear, I'm not trying to give Michael Jackson an excuse for what he allegedly, for sure, probably did.
Absolutely.
That's not what I'm doing, but I am definitely... Yeah. If you look at what the man... Like, we know now that, like, the pathology for pedophilia is... Hello, listeners. How you doing? This is Lawson Phoenix, a.k.a. The Man Who Conquered Fire, telling you about me and Katie Rose Leon's The Professional Wrestling Podcast. Listen on Spotify and wherever podcasts are found, and also our new edition on our Patreon. Me and Katie Rose are watching every WWE-produced movie and reviewing it. So that's right, if you miss Katie Rose talking about movies, it's right there on the Leong Leong's Professional Wrestling Podcast Patreon. And so, yeah, I think I pretty much summed up with that, my point there.
Yeah.
I think that's...
That's pretty comprehensive.
I don't think anyone could disagree with what I said there, so, yeah.
No. A very fine, salient point made very well. Like, yeah. I don't think anyone could ever argue with you.
Certainly not. Anyway, let's get back to this CBR list, is why we're really here. As we said, top 10 anime arcs of all time, ranked. And I'm glad they put that ranked there, because if it was just 10 best anime arcs of all time, I would be questioning. But are they fucking ranked, though?
where do they go in order?
I need them to be ordered! Because my life isn't ordered. I need you to order it for me. I actually do... See, the thing is... I don't like to make fun of stuff like this. I do this because I actually do like lists. I think lists are fun, and I'd be one of these people if I was, 23. But, so, what do you think, Benny G? Top 10 anime arcs ranked. This was, says it was published, September 24th, 2023. Yeah. So, have at thee, sir.
Yeah. So, all right, I'm guessing here. Gotta do some arcs. So the Saiyan saga from Dragon Ball has to be one of them, right?
The Saiyan saga from Dragon Ball. By the gods, I'll tell you what.
Tell you what?
It's. I'll just tell you, it's not on here, and there's no. There's no Saiyan. There's no Dragon Ball arcs on here.
Insane, bad shit. Insane. I don't not know a one. What fucking. I don't know what fucking list this shit is, but it's fucking nuts.
No Dragon Ball. No Dragon Ball, no Dragon Ball Z, no Super. There is GT, though. No, I'm just kidding. No. No, there isn't.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Dark Tournament for Yu Yu Hakusho?
I mean, you know, obviously, Beno, this, you know, if there's no Dragon Ball in here, certainly they wouldn't leave out a classic like the Dark Tournament. Oh, except that they did. It's not on here. No Yu Yu Hakusho, no Dark Tournament.
Alright.
Man, put yourself in the mindset of a 23-year-old writing this list. Fuck. Let's see, let's... Maria Remezova. Maria Remezova put this list together. So...
Oh, alright.
I will say, there's no swerve here. These are shonens. It doesn't say shonens, but these are shonens. But somehow, there's no Dragon Ball or Dark Tournament.
Alright. Romance Dawn.
So there is a One Piece arc. Since you're not super caught up on One Piece, I'll just give this to you. One Piece, the Marine Ford arc. Is number 4. It's a big arc in One Piece, so...
I know that arc. I know that arc.
It's generally considered in the top 3 to 4 arcs in One Piece, so... it's not a bad choice. Not the one I would have picked, but it's a fair choice to make.
Alright. Let's go with the female Titan from Attack on Titan.
So, Attack on Titan... is number 1. However, it is the return to Shigan Shima arc, which that's when spoilers. That's when Commander Irwin dies.
Oh.
So yeah. Number 1. Needless to say, I disagree.
Yeah.
But
that's number 1?
It's number 1. I don't even think it's the best arc in Attack on Titan. But okay, you know.
No,
what do I know?
That's why I went female Titan. I think female Titan has like the best arc, cuz that central mystery is so fucking interesting.
Yeah, I mean
and the reveal of the female, like, who the female Titan is. Fucking great.
Yeah, I think season 1 was definitely what I enjoyed the most until, I want to say, whenever Kenny showed up. Kenny Ackerman. Season 4.
Mm. Yeah.
So, those would be my picks if I was going to pick anything from the series, but... So, yeah, the One Piece is 4. That's number 1. There are a bunch of classics on here. And a couple of shows that we quite enjoy as well. So.
Alright, so, Attack on Titan, the first one, with fucking Aaron, Edwin Cole died, just like, okay, sure, if that's your favorite arc? I don't know, man.
It's when Commander Irwin dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full Metal Alchemist is probably on this list, then.
Yes, it is.
If you're gonna get Attack on Titan... And Full Metal is definitely on this list.
Yeah, the Promised Day arc, FMA Brotherhood, essentially the final arc of Brotherhood, the finale, as it were.
Yeah, that would probably be the top one.
I mean, the whole show's goated, so you could pretty much pick anything. But yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, no, that's a show, but it's a show that nails the fucking landing.
Like, it does.
We don't talk about We don't talk about FMA Brotherhood nailing, just sticking that landing.
It does, and a lot of great shows don't stick their landings. Aforementioned Yu Hakusho. Aforementioned Attack on Titan. So, and that's not just my opinion, that's a universal opinion.
Last season of Mob Psycho does go out in a whimper.
Oh, does it?
I will say that. Yeah.
That sucks.
I will say that the problem is it had to follow season 2, which is you're good fucking luck with that.
Season 2 is pretty good.
It has to wrap up everything in season 2 and also give a satisfying conclusion. There was really nothing they could do.
You know, it's really funny you say that, Benel, because Mob Psycho 100 is number 9, and it's the finale, I think. It's called the Percentage insane. Arc.
Oh, that's insane.
It's called the Percentage Arc. That's legitimately
crazy. Does this person just like sad endings? Or like melancholy endings? Or like bittersweet endings?
I don't know.
Is that the thing? Is that that's their whole thing? They just like bittersweet ending.
It's cool. We just like a truly magnificent conclusion to years of meticulous character development for Regan. The percentage, the question mark percentage arc, is as perfect of an ending to any shonen series could dream of. I haven't seen it, but I haven't heard that that's the case, so I don't know.
No. No. It's fine. It's an ending.
Yeah, season 2 is the goated Mob Psycho season. I mean, I haven't seen 3, but I haven't heard that it's as good as 2. That's part of why I haven't seen it. I'm kind of dreading the letdown, to be honest. Yeah, so that's number 9. Mob Psycho is number 9. FMA Brotherhood is 7. One Piece Marine Ford is 4. And then Attack on Titan is 1. So what do you think, Benny G? What do you...
I'm just thinking of like all the sad animes out there.
Well, it's just arcs. It doesn't. They're not all endings.
They're not all endings, but it feels like it. It feels like this person just wants endings.
Well, yeah, I don't know how they. I don't know why they picked the. Yeah, I don't know.
I would say the tournament arc for the Boku no Hero would probably be in a top arc. I was like, that's one of the beginning of the show where it's like 4 or 5 good arcs in a row.
No Boku no Hero on this list.
Amazing.
No Boku no Hero.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Astonishing. Jujutsu Kaisen Shibuya arc would probably be it then.
Shibuya, Booyah, Booyah. Number 8, Shibuya Incident Arc, yep. JJK.
Mm-hmm. Figure that. I mean, the hype is the hype is strong. The hype is unreal. Yeah. Swordsman arc?
No, Demon Slayer.
Man.
No Demon Slayer.
The new movie, like people are heated that the new movie isn't 100% original. It's just like the arc.
Right. Yeah, I could kind of see their point. They watched it already.
I mean, they watched it already. But I haven't watched it because I had no fucking clue that they already moved into the next arc.
Right.
I'm, like, behind.
Is that movie for people like us who are behind?
I think so.
I guess, yeah. But I get the mentality of the avid fans, the caught-up fans, the manga readers.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
just the anime watchers. Like,
it,
you know.
It's just not on. It's not on Crunchyroll yet, so I can't fucking watch it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix though.
Yeah, well, dang, I watch it on Crunchyroll, brother. That's where my fucking thing is.
Yeah. I mean,
also, like, I don't have a Netflix. my wife has Netflix, and she doesn't want my anime polluting her algorithm.
That's fair. You can have separate accounts, though. That's what I do with my fam.
She's already loaded up on the account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's already given her, shared her Netflix with fam. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, because I'm assuming Wendy's on there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, so Chainsaw Man?
No Chainsaw Man.
Fucking, what is this person watching?
There's a couple of classics that you haven't hit yet. Just a few.
Classics I haven't hit yet. Let's see. Oh man, I'm having a hard time because if Yu Yu Hakusho's not on, Dragon Ball's not on, Cowboy Bebop?
Surprisingly, no.
Hmm.
I guess the Cowboy Bebop doesn't really have arcs though, so that's actually
they have. It's episodic, but they do have like two or three episode arcs.
You could say the finale if you were going to pick something, right? I guess.
Well, they have the two parter. They have a two parter that sets up the movie.
Yeah.
And then they have the finale.
It's not written in here, but this is a shonen list. It doesn't say shonen in the title, but it's a shonen list.
Man, if Fairy Tail is on this fucking
list. No, it's not. It's not.
Is Bleach on this list?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
At least they picked the right one. Soul Society, obviously the best Bleach arc, pretty much universally.
The only good Bleach arc.
I mean, the first 20 episodes are fine. They're solid.
Unwatchable crap.
No, it's not bad. They're not bad. First 10 episodes are fine.
Yeah.
The Soul Society arc is definitely the best part, though, for sure. And then it's downhill from there.
I don't understand anything that's going on. I've had it explained to me 1,000 times. I still don't understand.
He's a substitute Soul Reaper. You mean the beginning?
Yeah.
He's a substitute Soul Reaper because the other Soul Reaper lady lost her powers to save his family.
That's it. I don't get that show. I don't get the premise.
Well, then
he
meets other friends who can also. They have Ryatsu.
They're Ryatsu sensitive.
I guess. Well, but they're not Soul Reapers. They're just Ryatsu sensitive, and that's how we meet our cast of human characters. And don't you know it? Aren't they useless going forward? They're all fucking useless. Why did you introduce us to them, Kubo? Especially Chad. You made us think Chad was cool. He's fucking useless. Anyway, yeah, Bleach, number 6. Soul Study Arc. So you're 2/3 of the way there, Benny G. Ironically, you're missing the third piece of the pie.
Oh, well, Naruto then.
There you go. Now, this one, I'm going to make you guess this one. What Naruto arc you think they picked?
Ninja War arc?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. It is a Shippuden arc, though.
There's a lot. There's a few good ones. Pain arc?
Yes. Pain's Assault is number 10. I'm going to give you the rest of these, because I really just wanted you to get Naruto. So number 10 is Pain's Assault, Naruto Shippuden. Number 9, Percentage Arc, Mob Psycho. 8, Shibuya Incident, JJK. 7, the finale of FMA Brotherhood. 6, Bleach Soul Society Arc. 5, Farewell Shinsengumi Arc from Gintama.
Is this what? I would have never gotten Gintama in my life.
Yeah, I'm trying to see.
When was the when was the last time you ever talked to anybody about Gintama?
I don't ever, but I know people love it. Premier shonen comedy, as I've been understanding. Yeah.
We've been told that. Like, is anybody,
I mean, I haven't watched it, so I can't say.
Exactly, that's the thing. It's like, I haven't watched it. Do you know anybody that watches it?
When I used to be on anime Twitter, I did.
Fair enough.
I haven't been there. In a dog's age.
Anime Twitter is terrible, filled with awful people.
Well, you know, I know a couple people that weren't insane. that liked it.
You know, there you go. Okay, there you go.
There were a couple anime girls who thought Gintama was hot. I mean, that's fair.
You go to Twitter now and you're just like, fuck, everyone's crazy here. They're like talking. They're literally babbling. Like,
I mostly got over Twitter for the wrestling, honestly, not the anime. But
true.
But yeah,
some of these people on Twitter are fucking straight up babbling, like they're like. You pull up a tweet and you're like, the fuck is this person talking about?
Yeah.
They're not even stringing together words fully.
I mean, X is Twitter X, whatever, is Musk, Elon, is... Musk.
And every racist has a checkmark. Every racist has a checkmark.
Remember when people used to actually, like, be proud of their checkmarks? And now it's like a fucking scarlet R or whatever. It's like a fucking swastika symbol carved into your forehead. Number five is Gintama. Four, Marineford One Piece. Number three, the Chimera Antarch from Hunter x Hunter. So not Yu Yu Hakusho, but Hunter x Hunter gets on here.
Well, I mean, yeah, Hunter x Hunter, well deserved.
Number two, Golden.
As much as I like the Spirit Hunter guys, I'm never going to watch that show.
Never? Not ever, Benno? What if you skip the first 20 episodes?
I'm thinking about, like, just... Is there a Hunter x Hunter Kai that I could invest?
Oh, you know what? That's a good question. I don't know if there's one. Hunter x
Hunter Kai.
Yeah.
Because those first 20 drag a lot.
Yeah, they do.
It's really interesting.
They do. I agree. And I watched the first 20 episodes of Yu Yu Hakusho that people told me to skip. I enjoyed the beginning of Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, I enjoyed those too.
Yeah. But the beginning of Hunter x Hunter is not Togashi's best work. Number two, the Golden Age arc of Berserk. And number one... Attack on Titan. How the fuck? Okay.
I mean, Golden Age arc of Berserk really should beat Attack on Titan.
I was gonna say, you're gonna put Berserk on your list. You're gonna put Attack on Titan over.
Make it number two. Like I can understand if you don't put it on your list,
right?
But putting it on your list and making a number two is weird.
Putting it after Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Honestly, putting all these things behind Attack on Titan is weird, but like especially this Berserk. That's the thing. So you've seen Berserk, but you're like, well, it's pretty good, but it's no Return to Shiganshina. Okay. Ooh. I mean, I guess to each their own, man. Anyway, it's CBR top 10 anime arcs ranked. I have some other thoughts about some of these, but I don't want to share them all. For spoilers effect. But what I will say is, I'm excited to rewatch season 2 of JJK with you, brother. That's all I will say.
Yeah, that's gonna be really fun.
And with that, and without further ado, it's time to get into this week's episode of Dragon Ball. Ba-da-ba-ba-da. All right, the Dragon Ball. Episode 45?
Yes, I believe so. It's episode 45, Danger in the Air, is the American one. But you also got, watch out, Midair Trap.
Nice.
For our Japanese fans.
Of which there are many.
So we're picking up from last episode where Goku, Bulma, and Yamcha, Oolong, and Pu are going to head up to that amusement park, followed by Huskies and her henchmen. We go to the music park called Dreamland. Bulma sees that there's a lot of girls there that like Yamcha, and then storms off because she is pissed at Yamcha for being so fuckable.
That's his fault. It's his fault that he's a high-value man.
Well, that's happening. Goku, Poir, and Oolong sneak past security while nobody's looking, and Haski and her team steal tickets from other people. This is gonna be a fun show because it's like, it's almost like a Bugs Bunny cartoon a little bit, or a Roadrunner cartoon a little bit.
It's kind of both, yeah.
Yeah. Like, Haski's trying to do stuff to Goku, and Goku just like oblivious to it. Goku gets on a ride and followed up by Haski, who throws nuts at Goku, but he catches it while they explore. They see Haski getting attacked by her henchmen, and Goku saves her. Acting gracefully, she tells him that she's a gypsy and will tell his fortunes for free.
Is this racist? She's wearing gypsy face.
Yes.
That's fucked up, right?
Yes.
I feel like it's fucked
up. I'm sure the Romani people are not super proud of this moment.
Yeah, seems weird. But you know what?
She's also a thief, so
I don't know what moral standard we should hold her to.
Yeah, if they are, you know what? If the Romani people could stop cursing people, maybe this. Okay, see that is racist.
God damn it, bro!
It started from a good place, but then I love when people use the correct verbiage, but then say something racist. That is pretty, because I said, instead of saying gypsy, I said Romani, and then I was still racist.
Yeah, no,
So I was like, you know enough to call them Romani.
Yeah, as you know better. Well, this is the play, right? Obviously, they just, as Stuart Lee said, they just hide hateful speech behind more coded creative language.
Yeah, fair enough. I can't believe people fucking fall for it too. Like that, people really do fall for it.
If I say African American enough, they won't tell that I'm boiling with hatred for them.
They gotta say urban centers instead of the ghettos. Like that's the thing; they just say urban centers instead of ghettos.
Let me plant some.
And here's the thing: they just use it. They use woke instead of black people. They use like. And instead of just like, you know, just saying I hate these people, they just like will couch these terms in their concern. It's concern trolling. It's like, what if the woke agenda is taking away our rights and I'm concerned about it. And it's like, you're not just say I hate black people. I will respect you more. Like the cowardice is what gets me every time.
I'm concerned that Rogue's ass isn't fat anymore.
Yeah.
Rogue's ass absorbed by the woke agenda.
It was absorbed by the woke agenda.
Can you believe X-Men is woke now, Benno?
I can't believe X-Men.
X-Men! Woke!
Is woke.
In this day and age.
X-Men? Woke?
I preferred my X-Men when it was apolitical.
I prefer my X-Men when it was about how the white race is the dominant species.
Get all these politics out of my comic books, man.
Get all these fucking politics out of these fucking comic books about white men taking justice into their own hands.
Nothing's better than a good white man with fucking laser eyes. That's what I've always said.
The system is broken, and it's up to a solo white man to fix it. Preferably one from an upper middle class background.
Yeah, he's...
Just say I hate black people. Fuck. Just say I hate black... Oh my god, it's always this. It's just always this. It's just, it always boils down to, I hate them Negroes. And I'm like, just say you hate them Negroes.
No, it's fine. It's not that I hate black people, it's just, I don't like it when, you know, people point out that there's systemic racism, because it...
I don't hate black people, I just don't like acknowledging that they exist and have human rights.
I think the system is fair and equal.
To me, specifically.
I don't want it changed. The system I've works for had... me, so I think we should leave it the way it is, because it probably...
Hey, Lawson, I've never had any privileges in my entire life. As I'm talking to you on a cable television show with millions of viewers, I've never been privileged. I've never had any privileges. I've never had a I don't have a privileged upbringing.
And the worst thing about the woke mob is that they're trying to silence us, I say, to my millions of viewers on this television station.
And I just want to remind you, if you don't want me to be silenced, give me your money.
You they're trying to silence you, people at home watching me be silenced.
And the only way to stop them from being silencing you is to give me money.
If you give me money, I'll make sure that you're not silenced.
Yeah. You'll have a point. You'll have your voice heard.
Tired of not being able to say the N-word at the water cooler? Give me $100.
That's Trump's, that's basically Trump's whole thing, is that he was like, if you let me become president, you could say the N-word in front of black people, nothing bad will happen to you. And then it didn't happen, and then these fucking chuckleheads went like, well, let's try it again, maybe it'll tick.
Listen.
Because they don't think people of color, or they don't think anyone outside of themselves are actual human beings. Because they're all narcissistic sociopaths. So they don't believe that other people are human beings and will react to things like you would react. So they just think like, yeah, we elect Trump and he'll get rid of all the black people and we can call them the N-words like we want to. And then the black people didn't react to that well. And they were like, oh, shit.
I mean...
Nope, my kid's still gay and won't talk to me. Fuck.
Wait, but I voted for Trump. How is my kid still gay? He said he would fix this.
He said he would fix this. My kids are still gay and now they're not going to talk to me.
Now they're mad I voted for Trump and gay. Fuck. Fuck, I threw.
I mean, you lose it every time, really. Lose it every time.
What a throw.
Alright, so go.
Anyway.
So, Hasuki is telling Goku his fortune. He tells him that he was at Muscle Tower and he has two hidden balls in his clothing. I assume talking about the Dragon Balls. Goku pulls down his pants and reveals his just regular balls.
Goku penis sighting. Goku penis sighting. Goku's penis sighting. We saw Goku's dick.
It's been a while.
It's been like at least a dozen episodes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. So you know.
It's been a while.
Toriyama looked at the calendar and went like, "Oh yeah, it's been like a few episodes since we've seen Goku's dick." Cool. Let's add that in.
There's balls in your clothes. You mean these? Just exposed himself.
It's such an easy joke to make.
Yeah, it's
like
right
the
there.
Easiest joke. It's like right it's much like Goku's balls. It's right there.
So the thing is, I don't think this is Toriyama because I think this is technically not from the manga. This episode.
Oh, okay. If this is a filler arc, then
yeah,
yeah, this makes sense.
I think all of this, like including Han Solo, Halsey, I think that character is not from the manga and. Yeah, this episode, I think, is technically... that being said, I still enjoyed it and had fun with it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I think in the manga, Goku just takes Bulma in his shirt and they just fly off to wherever they're going.
Oh, to the next arc?
Yeah, I think so. So we don't even get to see Yamcha and everybody else, but here we did, so it's fun.
Anyway, the two henchmen are trying to steal Goku's Dragon Ball, but he stumbles onto them before they can, and they run away. Goku leaves, and he gives his Dragon Balls to Yamcha for safekeeping. Hasuki follows Yamcha and acts flirtation, trying to steal the Dragon Balls from him. But she causes him to trip, revealing that there's a real fortune teller.
I love this reveal, because this didn't have to be a thing. She could have just, like, stole these clothes from somewhere else, but no. They kidnapped the real fortune teller.
To do this thing.
And put him in a barrel. Which is, yeah. I loved also how incompetent these two henchmen are. Halsey, like, tells them, or Hasky, whatever her name is, they just have to hit the lights when Goku reveals the Dragon Balls, and she can swap them for the fake Dragon Balls in the dark.
Yeah.
But they just fall over, and so, like, all the plan goes to shit. But Hasky, yeah, seduces Yamcha. And yeah, Bulma, again, the classic rom-com thing. Yeah,
she attacks Yamcha, but Bulma walks in, and they think that Yamcha and Hasky are making out. So she gets angry and throws a box at him.
Yes, that is what happens. A cartoonishly large box he throws in the back of his head.
With Yamcha knocked unconscious, Hasky takes the opportunity to tie him up and steal the Dragon Balls from him. Oh, well, she tells him that she's going to blow up the park. Why did they add this?
Like, Thank you.
Why did they add this? Anyway, so, she tells him there's a bomb in the heart of the park.
Yeah. This bomb plot was incredibly tacked on. Like, so apparently she's like, okay, I'm getting paid 1,000,000 zenny for the Dragon Balls, and I'm getting paid 1,000,000 zenny to kill Goku, but I'm gonna kill him by blowing up the whole park. That was her plan.
Yeah.
So, okay. Like, I'm gonna become like a little serial murderer, like a terrorist, to kill this one boy.
It doesn't seem like in character for the way they introduced her.
No, she's really, like, trying to lay low. She's like a thief. She's like, she's not trying to have a high profile.
Yeah, I'm a thief, but how do I steal things? I threaten to blow up amusement parks.
Yeah, it's like an insane escalation. So,
anyway, yeah. Goku returns. And after beating up Hasky's henchmen, he discovers Yamcha, who tells Goku, Oolong, and Pu'er about the bomb. After chasing down Hasky for her remote and the Dragon Balls, Goku is able to stop her by throwing his power pole around her belt loop and attaching her to a building.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was pretty dope.
Also, the Nimbus dodging those missiles, doing evasive maneuvers, was also cool.
That was pretty badass.
Yeah, that was cool.
When Hasky refuses to give up the Dragon Balls, he tickles her until she drops the ball.
Yeah, and then he stops the detonation at 0 seconds by biting the remote.
I mean, kind of badass.
Yeah, it was wild. I want to know. I want to ask Hasky what her plan was after committing this act of terrorism. Like,
steal the Dragon Balls, I guess.
Just take those 2,000,000 zenny and live somewhere after you commit. Blow up a whole fucking park of people. Like, they're gonna come after you.
Continue to do acts of terrorism.
You think they're just gonna let that go? Like, it's you blow up a whole park. Like, where the fuck are you going to take this money? You can't just... Anyway, that part was insane. But, and then, yeah, the whole rom-com thing with Bulma is, honestly annoying. But, but whatever. Yeah, then, they go back to meet Bulma back at Capsule Corp. And it doesn't go great for Yamcha.
Yeah, Bulma slaps Yamcha because she thinks he's been cheating on her, and goes off with Goku so that she could wish for a better boyfriend. So we're back at it.
She goes just like old times, kid.
Goku and Bulma. Yeah, Goku and Bulma. Back at it.
100 times. Goku and Bulma. Goku and Bulma 100 times. Goku and Bulma. Forever. I mean, she does say it's just like old times, Which is really funny, because this is Dragon Ball episode 45. You know what I mean? Little do they know, they're going to be in each other's lives forever.
Forever.
Until their deaths. Like, Goku's going to outlive her because he's a Saiyan, and they don't know that yet. But they're going to be in each other's lives for the rest of their lives. From the creators of First Fantasy, a Final Fantasy tabletop RPG setting, and Seven Daylights, a zombie apocalypse TTRPG setting, comes Outlaws of the Marsh, aka The Water Margin, a Wuxia Fantasy tabletop RPG setting by Lawson Phoenix. Go to a world of martial arts set during the Song Dynasty period. You and your band of friends are outlaws, stationed on a mountain. The Imperial is out to get you and your friends, but you're going to defend your turf no matter what. Complete with a roll table full of nicknames, as well as 40 different martial techniques, this index card RPG setting is the latest from Lawson Phoenix, released this year on Chinese New Year. Pick it up for $3.99 at drivethroughrpg.com. Outlaws of the Marsh, aka The Water Margin, a Wuxia TTRPG setting by Lawson Phoenix, for use with ICRPG.
It's pretty wild for the, back then to them to say this is for Bulma to say old times when it's Dragon Ball episode 45 out of 170, and then like 200 plus Dragon Ball Z episodes, and then Super and GT. But you know, they're in the past. They don't know any better. They're fools with a myopic viewpoint. As Omni-Man said, what will you have after 1,000 years, Mark Grayson?
I'll have you. I'll have you.
Patreon.com/BOSpod. Patreon.com/BOSpod. $5 a month is all it takes to be a hero. You also get the Yu-Gi-Oh! Content from me and Hannah. And the votes are in. The votes are in for what we're going to do once we leave. Once we get into the Battle City fillers. But you got to get to the Patreon to find out what happens. I would give this episode 4 out of 7. It was fun enough. It went down easy.
Yeah, I gave this episode 3 out of 7.
You want 3? Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fair. But I would like to tell the people at home about your wares.
Yeah, you can see me at ham_wrestler and Capitalist Pig Wrestling for more dates. WrestleMania is coming up, and I am not going to be doing anything. I'll be at the Long Island Tabletop Game Expo if you want to come play Kill Team with me. I'm going to bring in my Kill Team. We're going to play, and I'm going to play Kill Team.
I'm going to spin my hand and be there.
Back.
obviously we have Talking Naruto, if you want to listen to that. We're in the War Arc. And of course, me and Katie Rose, the Liang Liang Wrestling Podcast. As well as, that's it. That's it for now, and we'll see you here next week for another episode of Ballin' Out Super! Adios.
Bang, bang, you're pregnant. You don't know what to do. You think you've ruined that whole life in front of you. Abortion's not an option, and adoption is too cruel. But I have a suggestion for you. A modest proposal, don't throw that baby down the disposal. Eat the baby, yum, that's tasty, baby. Eat the baby, eat the baby. Won't the baby go good with gravy? Feed the hungry, help the poor, help the environment too. So put that baby in your mouth and chew, chew, motherfucking chew. You don't want to raise that child. Babies are nutritious. They're low in fat and low in carbs and absolutely delicious. Babies fit well on your Atkins diet. So don't be squeamish. Come on and try it. Eat the baby. Eat the baby. Yum, that's a tasty baby. Eat the baby. Eat the baby. Please don't say maybe. Feed the hungry. Help the poor. Help the environment too. So put that baby in your mouth and chew, chew, motherfucking chew. If you don't want to eat that baby, then at least eat the people starving in Africa. You could sell the best cuts of your baby to them so they might eat to live another day. Wouldn't that be the right thing to do? You could also make a profit. Eat the baby! Eat the baby! Yum, that's tasty, baby! Eat the baby! Eat the baby! Won't that baby go good with gravy? Feed the hungry, help the poor. Put some baby in your soup du jour. Do you hear me talking to you? Make me some baby stew. Eat the baby! Eat the baby! I want to eat your baby! Eat the baby! Eat the baby! Put the motherfucking baby in your mouth and chew it! Hey, baby, you looking so fine. I could just eat you right up. Maybe I will. Yum!